Welcome to Next Day Prep, your guide for what we're watching tomorrow. The market just printed fresh record highs for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Let's break down the action.
An explosive day, really. And it all came down to that June jobs report that landed right before the bell.
Right. The headline number for non-farm payrolls came in at 147,000, which beat expectations. But when you dig in, there were some definite soft spots.
Absolutely. The labor force participation rate actually came down. And long-term unemployment ticked up. But the market, in its current state, chose to completely ignore that weakness.
It just saw the headline, beat, and ran with it. So what does this mean for the Fed? A July rate cut seems like a distant memory now.
It's completely off the table. The odds priced by the futures market just collapsed, from over 23% down to under 5%. It's just not happening. Atlanta Fed President Bostic even came out and basically confirmed they're in wait-and-see mode.
So the bond market reacted logically, with yields pushing higher. The 10-year yield jumped 5 basis points to 4.35%, but equities just didn't care.
They didn't even flinch. The momentum is just that strong right now. 10 out of 11 S&P sectors finished in the green. It was a broad-based rally, but the real power was concentrated in one area.
And that would be technology.
Without a doubt. The sector was up over 1%, and the catalyst was huge. The administration rescinded its restrictions on exporting chip design software to China.
That's a direct shot in the arm for the semiconductor space. We saw it immediately in names like Cadence Design, CDNS, which popped over 5%. Synopsys, SNPS, was right behind it, up more than 4.5%.
Exactly. And this is why CDNS is on our continuation watch list. It has a fundamental catalyst driving real momentum. It proves the theme of the day. The megacap generals are leading the charge. The Vanguard Megacap Index actually outpaced the S&P 500 again.
Speaking of individual stocks making huge moves, we have to talk about TripAdvisor. Trip was up almost 17%.
That's a classic activist-driven rocket ship. The news broke that Starboard Value took a 9% stake, and the market immediately started pricing in a major shakeup.
Because Starboard is known for getting things done. They don't just buy a stock and hope for the best.
Not at all. They get in there and push for change, whether it's cutting costs, selling off divisions, or even pushing for an outright sale of the company. And Trip is a perfect target. The stock has been a massive laggard, trailing competitors like Booking and Expedia.
It's fascinating. The company was already looking at a sale earlier this year but turned down offers. Starboard might be the force that makes it happen.
That's the bet the market is making. Starboard is the catalyst to unlock value that the market feels is trapped inside that company.
Okay, let's get tactical. The market's at all-time highs. How do we approach this? Let's start with the continuation plays, the stocks that are already working.
Right. Beyond Cadence, we are laser-focused on Datadog, ticker DDOG. It's getting added to the S&P 500, which creates forced buying from index funds. The technicals look great, with strong volume. We're looking for an entry near 155.50 for a potential push towards 157.50.
And what about a name like Microsoft? Just the definition of a steady leader.
It's the ultimate core holding right now. A stable, grinding uptrend. You're not playing for a 10% pop overnight, but for a reliable move higher. If it holds that 497.50 level, a test of 499 is clearly in the cards.
I see. So those are the continuations. What about anticipation setups? The names that are coiling and getting ready for a move?
This is where you can find great risk reward. We love Google here. It's been consolidating, building a really nice base right around that $179 to $180 area. A clean, volume-supported break above $180.50 could be the trigger for its next major leg up.
Apple is on that list too, another megacap leader just digesting its recent gains.
Exactly the same idea. It's consolidating near highs. An entry near 213 with a tight stop just below 212.50 gives you a low-risk attempt to catch the next breakout.
All right, let's do some quick hits on other news. Thoma Bravo is buying Olo for a massive 65% premium.
A huge deal. And don't forget Summit Therapeutics, SMMT. The stock is in talks with AstraZeneca for a potential $15 billion partnership. That is a monster catalyst to watch.
So, let's wrap it all up. What's the final takeaway for traders heading into the next session?
The tape is bullish. The momentum is undeniable. You have to stick with what's working, and that is tech and the megacap leaders. Use the specific price levels on our watchlist names like Datadog and Google to define your entry and your risk. The market is shrugging off negatives, but don't get complacent and chase extended charts. Look for these consolidation setups. and play the breakout with discipline.
Stick with the leaders, manage your risk, and execute on the setups. Excellent. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Trade smart, and we'll talk to you next time.